Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little day game action for the Bruins yesterday. It results in their first loss of the season. It's been a very good start for the Bees. But yesterday, I wouldn't say much good came from it unless you consider the rally to at least make it a game late. You can discuss here on Jones and Keith. It's Tier Tuesday. We'll tear off horror movie franchises coming up at 11:30. It's Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran at High Noon. We got Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45, plus all your phone calls again at 617-779-7937. So let me preface this by saying, Keith.
Yes.
The Bruins are allowed to have a hiccup. They started 3-0, didn't think it was going to happen. They're already off to a way better start than I expected.
Way better start.
Yesterday is still disappointing, I think, in a variety of different ways. Number one, Sturm said this after the game, they weren't ready. It's an odd thing for a coach to come out and say, but...
Yeah, they're riding high for those first three, and then this.
It's a matinee. It's a day game. I get it's an earlier start, but it's an earlier start for Tampa, too. They're on the road. They were ready. They were up 2-0 after one. It was 3-0 basically before you could blink in the second period. And I guess I'll give the Bruins some credit for rallying back and making it a game.
Yeah, they didn't lay down and die.
Pastrnak was an absolute man at the end of that game. The save in net, hit he threw. Like, Pastrnak had an absolute man shift at the end of the game.
Looked like a captain.
So it did. And, you know, I think Sturm said that again after the game. He's like, yeah, he's our leader. It's like, well, he's not your captain.
No,
that's such a weird thing.
Such
you
a
keep
big
saying
deal about it.
You keep saying it.
I know.
So they didn't start on time. That's the obvious one. And that is, I'm sorry, a reflection on a head coach. Do you have your team ready to go? It's very basic, but he did not. The other thing is they went with Korpisalo yesterday.
I thought
that was a Swayman game.
Yeah, I did too, because we were looking at it, and like they don't have back-to-backs for a little bit. And you're like, all right, the back-to-backs, you go with Korpisalo. Swayman off to a good start to the season. They play this weekend, right? They have a Saturday-Sunday. So I thought you were going to get Swayman yesterday. I thought you'd get Swayman first game of the road trip on Thursday, and then pick either at Colorado or at Utah, the last two games on the little three-game road trip. I thought you would want to go with that, but splitting it early because Korpisalo, they opened the year back-to-back. So Korpisalo got the second game. Fine.
That made perfect sense. No one kicked and screamed about that.
Not trying to burn them out, but I thought you would have gotten more Swayman. So that was not even a second guess. Like when they rolled out the lineup, you're like, oh, I don't like that.
So here's the question. Is this the plan? Swayman Korpisalo, is that the plan?
It shouldn't be.
Were they going to go to Swayman in the preseason, call it? Like, was that their plan to say, let's go Swayman three out of the first four, or really even four out of the first five before that second back-to-back coming up, as you just mentioned, Colorado and Utah? And then because they started 3-0, they're like, let's give Swayman a game. We're off to a good start. He's been great. I mean, I wonder if this is just the plan, which I would hate.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, Swayman was really good when he was playing 50% of the games. Now, is Korpisalo as good as Ullmark?
No.
Probably not, right? Ullmark 2 years ago was really good playing half the games.
I said I thought he would. I mean, look, Korpisalo was better here, and Ullmark was worse away. But Ullmark in a vacuum is better than Korpisalo. I'll now bend the knee on that one. Yeah.
No, but it should be, even if, I mean, it should certainly not be 50-50. If you want to say it's like 52 games to 30 games, even that for what you're paying Swayman, it should probably be higher than that. But
agreed.
Like as a baseline, and then you just basically give Korpisalo all the, you know, split all the back-to-backs. That's a no-brainer. That's what most teams do around the league anyway. And then pick and choose some of the other ones if you need to give him a break.
Yeah. Try to pick some easier opponents to spot start him and give Swayman a break so he's not playing every night.
Yeah. So I did think it was strange, you know, because there's no way you're not playing with house money three games into the season. So, it's a good start. you have more points than we thought they would have had in the first week of the year, but I definitely would have still played Swayman.
Okay, their schedule coming up, Keith. They hit the road for three.
By the way, did you see the little nugget Scott McLaughlin put out there?
Wait, I think. Is this about their trip to Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Scott put a tweet or a quote from Casey Mittelstadt. So he said the Bruins are flying out to Vegas yesterday. They flew out yesterday. They'll have a couple of days of team bonding before playing the Golden Knights on Thursday. Casey Mittelstadt, quote, not a much better place to bond than Las Vegas.
I am very proud and pleased.
I mean, no chance. No chance.
What was your, what did you quote tweet that?
Oh, I said, and your final score, Golden Knights 7, Bruins 0. I will take puck line.
It's a good
Knights puck line.
It might be a good place to bond. I don't know that that's going to go well on the ice.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's going to go great.
Oh, some of these hockey players are maniacs. Didn't they say, too, that a lot of teams choose to fly in, like, day of in Vegas to, like, play the game and get the hell out, like, so they can save their team?
I don't know if it's day in, but I bet they're not spending extra days.
I think some teams are like, no, we're not going to do that. And then these guys are like, we're going to get there early. We're going to have 2 nights to celebrate.
I think they call it the Vegas flu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go take in a show. So you're going to go take in a show?
The Bruins are going to have the Vegas flu tonight. Never mind how they're going to be feeling by Thursday.
Oh, my God.
When they play the game.
It's going to be wild.
So Vegas, back-to-back, Colorado and Utah. We got our first look at the Mammoth, Keith.
I can't wait to see the Mammoth.
And then you know who's at the Garden on Tuesday? A week from today.
Who do we got?
Your guy.
My guy?
Marshy.
Oh, that's right. The reunion.
Sand.
Ah! Still calling for my job. I don't like to hear that.
Should we?
Fan favorite, Brad Marshy.
Can we go to Morning Skate that day? What time is Morning Skate? Can we go to Morning Skate and see if we could get...
Do the show from Morning Skate?
Well, we should just be like, Marshy...
You want to come on the show?
Well, that...
See if he wants to apologize.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But just even if we can't even get to that level, just in a scrum, just kind of ask about, you know, his stance on you still having a job, I think would be good to update his stance on that.
Yeah, but I don't want to jinx it. I feel like as soon as I say that, I got to be like, turn around. He may get his wish after all. So I don't want to go there. But circle that date, October 21st.
Big week.
ESPN game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Big week. Bruins are going to rage in Vegas. Then they have a back-to-back Colorado and Utah. And then it's Marchand here at the Garden on Tuesday.
Maybe 1-2 on the trip?
Yeah. It feels like, as a wise man once said, it feels like Eeks is what's about to happen for the Bruins.
Eeks City, because then it's also, they're always like, oh, yeah, after a road trip, that first game's a loss. That's like a scheduled loss. That's the Marchand game.
Well, your first game home after a road trip is always a
loss. Road trip, brutal. Yeah. First game home after the trip, brutal.
Well, yeah, you don't win. No one wins those.
What games do you win? Matinee game, brutal. They're like, all right. Let me know the game they can win.
They're just chock full of scheduled losses.
I don't like that.
Which is like the opposite of the Patriots schedule.
This is exciting.
So if you want to talk Bruins, you can. 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the Celtics season starts a week from tomorrow, Keith.
I know.
Now, we'll be starting up Pure Hoops with Terp very soon.
Good.
High noon on Wednesdays. That'll start next week. Maybe we have some stuff in the works for Joe Mazzulla, bringing a nice Joe Mazzulla game back, which we have the beginning of the workings of. But Mazzulla the other night, this is Sunday night, and, you know, we were so much Pat's talk yesterday. I did want to address some of these Mazzulla comments, but I think today's the better day to do it. Joe Mazzulla was, let's just say, fired up after a preseason win against Cleveland. Cleveland played nobody, no Mitchell, none of their starters. But Joe Mazzulla was very fired up. See if there's a certain theme to his messaging after the game.
Joe, they missed 66 shots. You guys finished with 39 defensive rebounds. It's third straight game where you're somewhere in the 60%, 60-something percent range. What do you see as a solution for the defensive rebounding?
Just keep playing. Find guys that will rebound.
Do the wings have to do more? Do you need to see more credit? What's the philosophy there as far as like wings crashing and stuff like that?
Five guys to rebound.
Needs five guys to rebound.
Five guys that can rebound.
Not one guy.
Five guys to box out.
Yeah.
Crash the glass. Get on the boards. So I think sort of an underrated part of this upcoming season is obviously you have the big storyline of like, you know, when does Jason Tatum return? The Eastern Conference, similar to the AFC, is pretty wide open. You know, does Jaylen Brown make All-NBA first team, like a push for that? You know, what is Peyton Pritchard's role? Like, if it's elevated, does he start? A couple of the new guys, blah, blah, blah. I think Joe Mazzulla is fascinating this year because how good of a coach is he? He's not going to have the best roster in basketball.
No.
What is he going to get out of these guys?
I think some of his frustration is he knows his roster kind of stinks. But yeah, keep going.
I mean, a year ago at this time, we are saying they're going to win 70 games. They have Porzingis and Horford and Drew Holiday and Tatum and Brown and Derek White. And you're like, this is, I think, was it Stan Van Gundy? He's like, this is the best roster ever assembled.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's too strong, but like that was sort of the idea of the team. And Missoula's obviously had a lot of success so far, but now you remove a lot of that talent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's going to be fired up. He lives and dies with all these games. And if he doesn't have guys that he thinks are trying, he's gonna be a madman this year. I'm fascinated to see how it unfolds.
He's already a madman.
Well, he already is.
So
That's true.
This is the tip of the iceberg in this press conference, which was just a Joe Mazzulla tour de force the other night.
But I think
this is preseason basketball, too, by the way. Yeah.
In a game they won. They won. I don't have the score in front of me. Didn't they win like 133 to like 105? They killed them.
Yeah, it was 138 to 107.
They won by 30 points, and this is Joe. So in a preseason game, so he is an absolute wild man.
He's a lunatic.
And no, this year This year is going to tell us a lot about Joe Mazzulla. I agree 100%. But I think what's bleeding through is he is frustrated with his roster.
Yeah.
Which is not frustration, I don't think, with Brad Stevens. That's frustration with the situation.
Yeah.
Bill Chisholm, and he's not alone. A lot of people are frustrated with the situation the Celtics are in, with new ownership, tearing down what easily, could be a championship contender, not favorite, championship contender with a full roster, even without Tatum back until March.
Mm.
This is a championship contending roster. And I think he's frustrated. Nick pointed this out this morning. He didn't say I need a guy to rebound.
Five.
He didn't say two.
No.
I need five guys to rebound.
Yeah, he's pissed.
So, I mean, you think of who they lost. They don't have Porzingis. They don't have Horford. Those are both financial decisions. 1,000%.
Five guys to rebound.
Five. Not one or two, five.
That was the other underrated part of Tatum's game. He's one of their better rebounders.
Tatum, great rebounder, especially for his size and frame and position. Mm-hmm. And never mind, you know, having other guys like Drew Holiday out there who will do the dirty work. They don't have that anymore.
You think Brown's capable of like eight rebounds a game? You do?
Oh, I think he's capable of it.
Yeah, do you think he'll get that?
No.
Probably not.
No, I don't think he'll get that number.
Five?
But he could do it.
What's his career high? I bet it's like
six is a good guess.
Six or seven.
That's a good guess. You're looking it up?
Yeah, I am looking it up because he's going to have to do that a lot more.
I bet the assists are going to go up a lot. Maybe not the rebounds.
Career high rebounds. Oh, in 2023, averaged 6.9. Nice. But last year was 5.8. The year before that, 5.5. He's a career 5.3 rebounds
a game. Okay, so give him an extra.
That's going to have to go up.
Give him an extra rebound a game. But I bet the assists go up for Jaylen Brown personally.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
All right.
So I think Mazzulla's frustrated with that. And maybe that bled over into the next question. This is a good exchange. So he is asked to follow up about all their three-point attempts, which I do think can hurt rebounding, offensive rebound anyway. I know the last question was about defensive rebounding. But he's asked a question about the three-point attempts, and Mazzulla was having none of it.
Drew, you guys have taken a lot of threes because your personnel has allowed for it these past few years. You guys are employing a faster-paced style this year. Is the process of getting to those change at all because of the faster pace? Does it lend to it differently, or is it just the same process?
I've answered that question 100 times. Find a two-on-one, make the right play versus the two-on-one. It's that simple. Could be a three, could be a layup. Find a two-on-one, do it. I've answered that for 2 years now. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Are there two shooters on the two-on-one?
Uh-huh.
There's two shooters on the two-on-one, you pass, you get an open shot. Uh-huh. There's not two shooters on the two-on-one, you cut. You create a two-on-one in a different way.
Got it.
I've answered that for 3 years. Why do we keep asking that?
Okay. Well,
create two-on-ones, find a two-on-one. Everybody should be able to answer that question verbatim based on my answers to that question for almost 3 years now. What's our offensive philosophy? Create two-on-ones. What do you do when you create the two-on-one? Read it. Find it. Last year, there was two 38% three-point shooters in a two-on-one situation, so it was a pass-pass shot. This year, there may not be a 38 to 40% three-point shooter on a two-on-one situation, so that two-on-one may be created off a cut. And then you can create a two-on-one in a different way. Then the cut allows us to get an offensive rebound. I don't understand. Why is it so hard? I said it for 3 years, and you just keep ignoring what I said. Find a two-on-one.
Two-on-one.
Make the right play versus a two-on-one. For however long I'm here, that will be the offensive philosophy.
Take the desk twice?
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
We might
need to play that again and just highlight how many times you said. Did he say two-on-one 20 times?
You should be able to say it verbatim. Was he yelling at Terp? Who's he yelling at in this?
No.
It wasn't Terp, I know.
It was Jack Simone, maybe?
Okay.
I forget. He said the name right in there. Jack, I think, is what
If you're joining us now, again, this is following a 30-point preseason win. A preseason game win by 31 points, and he is slamming the team. First of all, he needs five guys who can rebound, and then he's lecturing the media about his offensive philosophy.
Well, and now, is that true?
Their philosophy is jack threes.
Okay, the whole lecture, I think, is so fraudulent. He's like, no, two-on-one. I told you to get two-on-one. Is it a layup? Is it a three? Two-on-one. He said in the past, the three-point attempt, not even make.
Attempt.
The three-point attempt is the most important statistic in basketball.
He loves a three attempt.
So that's not philosophy is two-on-one. That's the philosophy of just jack up more threes than the other team, and that is the most important stat. That's such a fraudulent thing for Missoula to do. Now, it's wildly entertaining, and I loved every second of it, but I just think he's changing the narrative retroactively. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not. It's not just about, I never said it was just about threes. Where'd you get it was just about threes? It's about two-on-ones. two-on-one. And I don't buy it.
I don't either. But I love his passion. And you never know what you're going to get from him. He was in a real salty mood after that win. So this season's going to be could be a grind on him. Now, I think there's a chance they surprise some people.
Do you think that's an example? Is that what he's feeling a little bit? Like, just, man, my roster actually kind of sucks, and this is going to be a grind, and we're not going to be as good as we thought, and we're not going to win by just jacking up threes like it was so easy to do in the past when I had the best roster. So now I actually got to do my job. Is it some of that?
I don't know. Because he's even when the team was far and away the favorite to win the NBA title, remember him lecturing Gary Washburn about three-point attempts?
Yeah.
So, like, that's always been in him, even when they've had the best team and all these great players and a healthy Jason Tatum. But it is just hilarious to me to hear him go off. I think, you know, we don't pay attention to all 82 press conferences of Missoula like we do all 17 of Vrabel's, but maybe we should.
Yeah.
Maybe every single post game we got to be like, what is Joe Mazzulla saying today?
What is
this guy up to today?
I don't know.
Find
if that's
a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on a two-on-one? There's two shooters on a two-on-one. There's not two shooters on a two-on-one. You create a two-on-one in a different way. Create two-on-ones. Find a two-on-one. Create two-on-one. What do you do when you create the two-on-one? You're going to two-on-one, shoot around a two-on-one. So that two-on-one may create a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Make the right play versus a two-on-one.
19.
Like, I guess 20. It was actually 19. That's unbelievable.
You know who's good at finding a two-on-one? My ex-wife. No, Unreal, though.
Nailed it.
Unreal.
Nailed it. I like it. He ended the press conference, too, Keith, where he's like, yeah, no, more questions. He's like, I love this. More questions.
Yeah, what else you guys got?
He got, like, crazy at the end. Like,
he
like,
is crazy.
He's like, no, why, no, whatever you got. Like, Megliola or whoever was, like, cutting it off.
Let's
he's
go.
Like, hey, guys,
never.
Any question you got, I'll take on whatever you got. I love this.
I mean,
I'm built for this.
It's entertaining.
It's like,
I'll give him that.
Dude, you got to.
Yeah. Pace yourself.
I mean,
it's
I like
it. It's a
long
season. I do
like
too, but it's the preseason. You just won a preseason game with 31 points. You're allowed to chill out a little bit. So they have one more preseason game tomorrow night. That's the last preseason game. So that'll be another chance to watch them.
I hope they rebound.
And
they
better get on the glass.
And identify the two-on-ones. Yeah. I would hope for their sake they wind up doing that.
Oh, my God. Do you think he talks to his players like he talks to the media? It's going to be a little different.
I would say probably.
Yeah. But they all like him, don't you think? The team likes him. They also know he is a little strange.
Well, they like him. They've been winning though. Like, well, I don't like,
right,
I,
right,
like
right,
how's
right.
how's that going to fly if you're 40-42 or whatever? Like, I don't think they're going to be that bad.
No, just, I don't either. I think they're going to be okay.
But I don't know that kind of crap flies with the media. Like right now, they're like, oh, okay, that's just Joe being Joe. When you've lost five in a row, that kind of crap's not going to fly. Yeah. Never mind within your locker room. I don't think. But we'll see how that plays out. I agree. He's a fascinating storyline.
He is something.
What are you chuckling at over there?
No, just about somebody else is going to have to ask him. Like the Ben Volen on the Celtics beat is going to ask him about two-on-ones again, and he's going to lose his mind. And
it's
I'm looking forward to that.
It's a preseason game. I bet not even everybody's there. It's a stupid preseason
game. Good point.
So, like, somebody who is going to parachute in,
yep.
National guy, columnist in the city,
he's
going
to lose
game,
his marbles.
And he might.
Well,
or maybe he's just picking on the little guys down there. I don't know. Maybe he's just doing
lost
that.
His marbles.
617-779-7937. That was Joe Mazzulla along with some Bruins talk. You can discuss again on the phones. We'll get to a Tom E. Tuesday with Tommy Curran at high noon. We got Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. But on the way next, Keith.
Oh, this is exciting.
We are going to tear off
yep.
horror movie
right.
franchises. Uh-huh. Some of these had very many movies.
Yes.
More than I even realized.
Correct.
But I've been cramming. You
Good.
Know, Keith's an expert on this.
That's right.
Nick is an expert on this.
Uh-huh.
Turns out most people who work at the station are experts on this.
True.
So we'll get to it. Tearing off horror movie franchises right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Bruins were handed their first loss of the season yesterday. The Bees fell 4-3 to the Lightning at the TD Garden. Casey Mittelstadt, Jordan Harris, and Morgan Geeky scored the Bruins' only goals. The Bees are now off until Thursday night when the Bruins will be in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. On Monday Night Football, the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Bears beat the Commanders. Nice. The Bears beat the Commanders 25-24, and the Falcons defeated the Bills 24-14. With last night's Bills loss, the Patriots are now in first in the AFC East. Both teams are 4-2, but the Patriots hold the tiebreaker over the Bills after defeating Buffalo in Week 5. Patriots players are off today. The team will return to practice tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Titans in Tennessee. Yesterday, the Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan after starting the season 1-5. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Mariners took a 2-0 ALCS lead on the Blue Jays with a 10-3 win in Toronto. Game 3 of the ALCS will be tomorrow night. In the NLCS, the Dodgers took Game 1 2-1 with a 2-1 win over the Brewers in Milwaukee. Dodgers starter Blake Snell went 8 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit and striking out 10. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. And tomorrow night, the Celtics wrap up their preseason schedule against the Raptors at the TD Garden. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.